Welcome to Zichud Avsi, Mani Member by Avram Golder and Tehir Masechus Kedushin, Daf Chav Dal. The first pair, Keisha Nignes. The Zichud Masechus Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Hachazakas HaTorah. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, it was Tatna Braisa, Yotzi B'Shein V'Ayin. A slave goes free for destruction of a tooth or eye, Rosh Evarim Shein V'Chozrim, or the ends of limbs which do not regenerate. A tooth and eye are written explicitly, and both had to be written to clarify that loss of a baby tooth does not set him free, and that the loss of an adult tooth does, despite is not being born with it. The Gemara explains that all other Roshei Avarim are derived from a klal prat uklal. Mashein ba'ayin mumin shebagoloi ve'en uchozerin. Just as losing a tooth and an eye causes an exposed blemish and they do not regenerate, af kol mumin shebagoloi ve'en uchozerin. So too loss of all limbs which cause an exposed blemish and do not regenerate, a slave goes free when the master destroys them. The Gemara is that if so, a loss of function should also be required, similar to losing an eyesight and a tooth chewing. Yet a braisa teaches that if his beard is pulled, dislocating a bone, he does go free. The Gemara concludes that this sequence is darshan as the more expansive riba umiyat v'riba and excludes only hikahu al yado v'samcha v'sofu laksor, where he hit him on his hand and it withered, but will eventually return to health. Point number two, a braisa teaches that although a slave goes free if struck on the eye and blinded, or on the ear and deafened, but neged eino vein roya, if he struck a place opposite his eye and shocked him, and now he can't see, or keneged azno vein shomeo, opposite his ear, and now he can't hear, the slave does not go free. Rav Shimon objected to Rav Ashi about the implication that one is not chai for damage through sound, because Rami Bar Yecheskel said that a rooster which crowed into a glass vessel and broke it, the owner is chai, and Rav taught that a horse or donkey which damaged by neighing or braying, the owner is chai. Rav Ashi answered that a man damaged through sound is different. Dekevin de Bardasu I Mibis Navshe. Since he's an intelligent being, he shocks himself by focusing on the sudden noise, and the producer of the noise is not responsible. This is demonstrated by a braisa which teaches that if someone frightens his fellow and injures him, meaning he shouts into his ear, deafening him, patur midinei adam v'chai b'dinei shamayim, he's patur from paying under man's laws, meaning Beis Din will not compel him to pay, but he is chayv according to heavenly law. And point number three, a braisa teaches that if the master was a doctor and the slave asked him to medicate his eye, and in the process the master blinded him, the Tanakhama says, "Sikhik ba'adam yatzal acheres." He laughs at the master and goes free. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, "Shichasa." The pasuk says, "And he shall destroy," teaching he does not go free achis kavim shichasa until the master intends to destroy the limb, but does not go free for unintentional destruction. The Rabban darshan this word for the law taught by Rabbi Elazar in another braisa, "Hoshi yad lamei shivchaso." If he stretched his hand into a slave woman's womb to deliver her baby, v'simei uber shebemea, and inadvertently blinded the fetus in her womb, he's not responsible because the word "shivchaso" teaches, according to this opinion, that he must at least intend to act on the eye, even if he did not intend to damage it. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, it was taught in a braisa, yotzi b'shein v'ayin, a slave goes free for destruction of a tooth or eye, roshe evarim she'en v'chozrim, or the ends of limbs which do not regenerate. A tooth and eye are written explicitly, and both had to be written to clarify that loss of a baby tooth does not set him free, and that the loss of an adult tooth does, despite his not being born with it. The Gemara explains that all other Roshei Avarim are derived from a klal prat uklal. Mashein ba'ayin mumin shebagoloi ve'en uchozerin. Just as losing a tooth and an eye causes an exposed blemish and they do not regenerate, af kol mumin shebagoloi ve'en uchozerin. So too loss of all limbs which cause an exposed blemish and do not regenerate, a slave goes free when the master destroys them. The Gemara is that if so, a loss of function should also be required, similar to losing an eyesight and a tooth chewing. Yet a braisa teaches that if his beard is pulled, dislocating a bone, he does go free. The Gemara concludes that this sequence is darshan as the more expansive riba umiyat v'riba and excludes only hikahu al yado v'samcha v'sofu laksor, where he hit him on his hand and it withered, but will eventually return to health. Point number two, a braisa teaches that although a slave goes free if struck on the eye and blinded, or on the ear and deafened, but neged eino vein roya, if he struck a place opposite his eye and shocked him, and now he can't see, or keneged azno vein shomeo, opposite his ear, and now he can't hear, the slave does not go free. Rav Shimon objected to Rav Ashi about the implication that one is not chai for damage through sound, because Rami Bar Yecheskel said that a rooster which crowed into a glass vessel and broke it, the owner is chai, and Rav taught that a horse or donkey which damaged by neighing or braying, the owner is chai. Rav Ashi answered that a man damaged through sound is different. Dekevin de Bardasu I Mibis Navshe. Since he's an intelligent being, he shocks himself by focusing on the sudden noise, and the producer of the noise is not responsible. This is demonstrated by a braisa which teaches that if someone frightens his fellow and injures him, meaning he shouts into his ear, deafening him, patur midinei adam v'chai b'dinei shamayim, he's patur from paying under man's laws, meaning Beis Din will not compel him to pay, but he is chayv according to heavenly law. And point number three, a braisa teaches that if the master was a doctor and the slave asked him to medicate his eye, and in the process, the master blinded him, the Tanakhama says, Sikhik ba adam yatzal acheres, he laughs at the master and goes free. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Shichosa, the Pasuk says, and he shall destroy, teaching he does not go free, Achis Kavim Shichosa, until the master intends to destroy the limb, but does not go free for unintentional destruction. The Rabban Darshan this word for the law taught by Rabbi Elazar in another brisa, Aishahoshi Yad Lamei Shichosa, if he stretched his hand into a slave woman's womb to deliver her baby, Vesime Uber Shabamea, and inadvertently blinded the fetus in her womb, he's not responsible because the word Shichosa teaches, according to this opinion, that he must at least intend to act on the eye, even if he did not intend to damage it. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chav Dalet, and her standard siman is a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. When the master threw the diamond-studded pitcher at the slave, knocking out his tooth and setting him free, it made such a loud noise that another slave lost his hearing, but didn't gain his freedom, and startled the doctor treating a servant's eye that he accidentally blinded him. Once again, in slow motion. When the master threw the diamond-studded pitcher, that must be on Daf Chav Dalet. When the master threw the diamond-studded pitcher at the slave, knocking out his tooth and setting him free, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, Yotz b'shein v'ayin, a slave goes free for destruction of a tooth or eye, b'roshe evarim she'en mechozrim, or the ends of limbs which do not regenerate. A tooth and eye are written explicitly, and both had to be written to clarify that loss of a baby tooth does not set him free, and that the loss of an adult tooth does, despite his not being born with it. So, when the master threw the diamond-studded pitcher at the slave, knocking out his tooth and setting him free, it made such a loud noise that another slave lost his hearing, but didn't gain his freedom, which reminds us, a braisa teaches, although a slave goes free if struck on the eye and blinded, or on the ear and deafened, but neged eino veino roev, if he struck a place opposite his eye and shocked him, and now he can't see, or keneged azno veino shomeo, opposite his ear, and now he can't hear, the slave does not go free. Rav Ashi explained that since a man is an intelligent being, he shocks himself by focusing on the sudden noise, and the producer in the noise is not responsible. So when the master threw the diamond-studded pitcher at the slave, knocking out his tooth and setting him free, it made such a loud noise that another slave lost his hearing, but didn't gain his freedom, and startled the doctor treating a servant's eye that he accidentally blinded him. Which reminds us, a braisa teaches that if the master was a doctor and the slave asked him to medicate his eye, and in the process the master blinded him, the Tanakhama says, Sikhik ba'adam yatzal acheres, he laughs at the master and goes free. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, the Pasuk says, v'shichasa, and he shall destroy, teaching he does not go free, achiskavim shichasa, until the master intends to destroy the limb, but does not go free for unintentional destruction. So once again, when the master threw the diamond-studded pitcher at the slave, knocking out his tooth and setting him free, it made such a loud noise that another slave lost his hearing, but didn't gain his freedom, and startled the doctor treating his servant's eye that he accidentally blinded him. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf Chav. So the simmer Daf Chav is a cafe. So here goes. In the diamond-studded slave market cafe, that must be more in Daf Chav. In the diamond-studded slave market cafe, where one slave who went up in value was joyously redeemed for his original purchase price, which reminds us, who was taught in a brisa, if an eved ivri was sold for a mana, which is 100 zuz, and his value subsequently increased and reached 200 zuz, he can be redeemed for a mere mana based on the pasuk mekesef miknaso, from the money of his purchase, implying redemption according to his purchase price. If he was sold for 200 and his value subsequently depreciated and reached a mana, he's still redeemed for a mana based on the pasuk kifishanav, according to his years, implying redemption according to current value. So, in the diamond-studded slave market cafe, where one slave who went up in value was joyously redeemed for his original purchase price, sat a sad slave who ended up sold to an idolater because he repeatedly sold Shemitah products, and it was Nasul Keheter, which reminds us, Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Chanina says, Bore kama kasha vako shel shviz, come and see how severe is the dust of shviz, meaning the lesser prohibition. He proceeds to list, based on the sequence of psukim, a series of financial hardships that will befall someone who does business with Shemitah products and doesn't repent, and reflects Ravuna's principle, Kevin sha'avar adam aver b'shanaba, once a person commits a sin and repeats it, who true will? It becomes permitted to him, which the Gemara explains to mean, nasis lo keheter, it becomes to him as if it's permitted, since he became accustomed to violating it. So, in the diamond-studded slave market cafe, where one slave who went up in value was joyously redeemed for his original purchase price, sat a sad slave who ended up sold to an idolater because he repeatedly sold Shemitah produce, and it was nasis lo keheter, who was told by a waiter that he could not be redeemed in halves, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses, if an eved ivri sold to an idolater can be redeemed by halves, which means, can he reduce half his remaining term by paying half the redemption price? Daf Chaf Alf. So the simmer Daf Chaf Alf is a car, because Bostonians pronounce car ka. So here goes. The family in the ka, ka, that must be on daf chaf aleph. The family in the ka who drove up to the house in a walled city to redeem it, but were told they couldn't because they were the seller's relatives, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a discussion if a bate arichoma can be redeemed by relatives, Rav Shesha says they cannot. So the family in the ka who drove up to the house in a walled city to redeem it, but were told they couldn't because they were the seller's relatives, were horrified when a master approached pulling his eved and wanted to do ritzia with a metal instrument into the car door, which reminds us that Bryce records a Machlokas Tanaim regarding what is included in the Torah's requirement of ritzia, boring the ear of the eved Ivri, who wishes to remain. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda includes wooden instruments such as a peg or thorn based on the word ulakachta, and you shall take. Well, Rab was called davar shenikach b'yad to include anything which is taken by hand. He bases his opinion on the more expansive form of drasha of riba mir uriba. Rebbe requires a metal instrument similar to the awl of the Torah, basing his opinion on the less inclusive klal prat uklal. So, the family in the ka who drove up to the house in a walled city to redeem it, but were told they couldn't because they were the seller's relatives, were horrified when a master approached pulling his eved and wanted to do ritzia with a metal instrument into their car door. Well, the eved vehemently objected, saying he was a Kohen and would make him a Baal Mum, which reminds us, Yudin Baribi taught that the piercing is done in the earlobe. The Chachamim respond, Ein eved ivri Kohen nirtza mifnei shenasa Baal Mum. The law is that an eved ivri who is a Kohen cannot become a nirtza because he would thereby become a Baal Mum, possessing a disqualifying defect. If you say only the earlobe is pierced, how would he become a Baal Mum? Rather, the piercing must be in the upper portion of the ear. The Gemara later explains that the Kohen cannot become a Baal Mum because the Torah says, V'shavel mishpachto, and he shall return to his family. L'muchzak should be mishpachto, teaching returns to his former position in his family. Daf Chav Beis. So the Sim Daf Chav Beis is a cab. So here goes. The cab driver, cab, that must be on Daf Chav Beis. The cab driver from Diamond Cabs, who dropped off a delicious lunch of bread made from fine flour and aged wine for the Eved Ivri, who was loved by his master, which reminds us, a Brisa teaches, the Pasuk says, Ki tov lo imach, for it was good for him with you teaching, imach b'machol, imach b'mishta. He should be with you in food and with you in drink. You should not eat bread of fine flour while the Eved eats bread of poor quality. You shouldn't drink aged wine while he drinks inferior new wine. And you should not sleep on a mattress while he sleeps on straw. Based on this, it was said, Kol kona Eved Ivri kakona adin l'atzma. Anyone who acquires a servant is as if he acquired a master for himself. So the cab driver from Diamond Cabs, who dropped off a delicious lunch of bread made from fine flour and aged wine for the Eved Ivri, who was loved by his master, and seated at a table right next to the bloody door and doorpost where he'd become a nirtza, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why the ear of the Eved Ivri is pierced and why by a doorpost. Two different drushes are brought. One is Amar Kosh Baruch Hu. Kosh Baruch Hu said, Delos and Mezuzah, She'edim in Mitzrayim, the door and doorpost, which were witnesses in Mitzrayim when I skipped over the lintel and two doorposts of Jewish homes, and I said, Hili b'nei Yisrael avadim, for to me b'nei Yisrael are servants, v'lo avadim v'lo avadim, and not servants of other servants, v'otzeisi ma'avdus l'cheres, and I took them out from slavery to freedom, v'halach zev v'kana adun l'atzma. Yet this one went and acquired a master for himself, yirat z'bifneim, his ear should be pierced before them. So the cab driver from Diamond Cabs, who dropped off a delicious lunch of bread made from fine flour and aged wine for the Eved Ivri, who was loved by his master, and seated at a table right next to the bloody door and doorpost where he'd become a nirtza, came to pick up the master who was lifting an Eved Kanani he had just acquired with Agbah, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Eved Kanani nikne b'kesu b'shtar u'b'chazaka. An Eved Kanani may be acquired with money, a document, or chazaka. Brisa adds that he may be acquired with chalipin, and Shmuel says he may be acquired with mashicha, drawing him near. Atan and Brisa holds that if he lifts a slave, he doesn't acquire him, but Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Lo tehe chazaka gedol m'hagbah. Chazaka should not be better for acquiring anything than lifting it. Shagbah kon b'komakom. For lifting acquires in every place, and can acquire slaves as well. Daf Chav Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Chav Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. The diamond level Kugelach champ, Kugelach, that must be more on Daf Chav Gimel. The diamond level Kugelach champ, who wanted to free himself from slavery using his earnings from winning the competition, which reminds us, three opinions are brought regarding freeing a slave with money or a shtar through himself or another, a bun hold, that an Eved can even free himself with personal money because they hold he can own money. So the diamond level Kugelach champ, who wanted to free himself from slavery using his earnings from winning the competition, since the person who was supposed to receive his get shichur was delayed with a flat tire, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Lezer says, a slave cannot receive his get shichur, but we learn that he can make a shichur shliach to accept it on his behalf. This law is derived from a woman, so just as she can make a shliach, a slave can as well. So the diamond-level kugelach champ, who wanted to free himself from slavery using his earnings from winning the competition, since the person who was supposed to receive his get shichur was delayed with a flat tire, told his master he can use his earnings, since they were given on condition that he goes free with them, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Rav Meir said that a slave cannot free himself with his own money, and the Rabban say he can. The Gemara suggests Rav Meir holds ein kinyan le'eved b'rabo. A slave has no acquisition without his master, who automatically acquires anything given to a slave, and holds the same regarding a married woman. And the Rabban hold that a slave can independently own what is given to him. We learn that even the Rabban agree that ordinarily a slave cannot independently own anything. Rabbi Lezer explains the cases where someone gave the slave money and said, "Almanah shetetze bo acheres, this is given on condition you go free with it," and they argue if this condition is effective. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf be malchus if a slave can free himself with money? And Rabbi Lezer says, the malchus says one gives the eved money on condition that he goes free with it. That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good, number 2. Which daf do we have two drushes which explain why the ear of the eved is pierced and why it's done by a doorpost? That's on daf Chav Beis. Good, number 3. Which of the learned halachos is whether one needs destructive intent to make the eved lose an iron tooth for the eved to gain his freedom? That's on daf Chav Dalet. Good, number 4. Which daf the learned an eved kanei cannot accept a get shichur for himself, but he can make someone a shaliach to accept it on his behalf? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good, number 5. Which daf the learned of Shesha says that bat arichoma cannot be redeemed by relatives? That's on daf Chav Aleph. Good, number 6. Which of the one in Eved Kanani goes free for the loss of his iron tooth or the destruction of any of the Roshei Avarim? That's on Daf Chav Dalet. Good, number 7. Which Daf do Malchok is when an Eved Ivri can be sold twice? That's on Daf Yod Ches. Good, number 8. Which Daf do you have Malchok regarding freeing an Eved with money or a star in the Rabban hold? He can free himself with his personal money. That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good, number 9. Which of the one, if the master struck a place opposite his Eved Kanani's ear, and the noise shocked the Eved and he went deaf, he does not go free? That's on Daf Chav Dalet. Good, number 10. Which of the one, a master must provide his Eved with food, drink, and sleep in the way the master is accustomed? That's on Daf Chav Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.